Welcome to Elevated Impressions.
Welcome to Elevated Impressions. This is Cal, and today I'm elevated on a hybrid strain called Cherry Punch. Thank you for joining me in Elevated Impressions for another long-awaited Snack Sunday. Ooh, man, it's been a minute. We're continuing our journey. You know, sometimes you fall off the healthy wagons and you just gotta get back on it. So I was off for quite a while, but we're picking it back up here and we're going to be doing a review, sticking with Slow Foods Kitchen. And this will be our final flavor for their kale chips, salt and vinegar. Here's our disclaimer again. I am not a food expert of any kind. I'm just adventuring into trying to eat a little bit healthier, starting with some snacks and changing my diet slowly. They say it's a journey and you take it one step at a time. It's been a couple of weeks since the last time, so we might fall on, we might fall off, but we'll come back at it and finish it up and, you know, maybe get some more consistency in there. Who knows? We'll find out all in due time. So today, we're going to be doing the review of the salt and vinegar kale chips. Remember, these reviews are broken down a little bit differently from our previous ones, whereas our categories will now be flavor, nutrition, and packaging with other, and we'll be doing it the same way as the other reviews, though. We'll be rating it out of 5 clouds and giving a total and average score at the end. So, for this one here, it's going to be a little bit of an interesting review because I'm not a fan of salt and vinegar anything. Like, I am just not a fan of it. I've tried it over the years, for my 3 decades on this earth, and nothing salt and vinegar has ever won me over. So I'm just going to go in saying that because this might sound more critical than not, but we'll try to put it in a way that still makes it sound appetizing, because, you know, there are people out there that like salt and vinegar because it's, for some reason, still a damn flavor that is being made in this world, to my confusion. Or should I say to my taste buds' confusions, I guess. So we'll get this one started here and we'll save the best for last. And we'll just kick it off with the easy one, packaging. The salt and vinegar chips come in a smaller package the same way as the savory chips did. So I'm a little bit more into this one because it gives you that little interesting, not a whole bunch of space above the top of a bag, which kind of seems a little deceiving more times than none. But other than that, this packaging is exactly the same as the others, with it being condensed. It has a smaller image for the nutrition facts and has the ingredients on here. It gives you the same breakdown of healthy benefits of kale in general, along with the different labels to let you know that this is a USDA organic food, that it's air dried, not fried, is from a woman's own business, you know, the same as we've seen in the other packaging, and it looks great. I don't have any complaints with it here. It was, you know, I didn't struggle opening this one, so I guess the smaller ones just open a little bit easier. I don't know why. But it worked out really well. So for this, I'm going to just give it a solid 4 clouds. You know, it's packaging. There's no real big deals here, and I think it's just nice. I like their little packages, and the blue and green always works. So give a solid 4 in that one. Next up here, we're going to take a look at the nutrition facts. So as we know, the standard that we are looking by was from a website called Very Well Fit that gave a standard nutrition fact for calories of kale chips across the board, at 140, fat at 10 grams, sodium at 380 milligrams, carbohydrates at 7, fiber at 3, sugars at 1, and protein at 7. The last two chips that we reviewed here, the savory kale chips and the Thai chili chips as well, those came in pretty close in the standard. The Thai chili had a little bit more sugar, which makes sense from the type of flavoring. So with the salt and vinegar, though, taking a look at it, same kind of thing with the Thai chili. because of certain aspects, this one's going to be a little bit higher in the sodium part. So we have sodium at 410 milligrams, whereas sodium for the Thai chili was at 90 milligrams, and for the savory, it was at 280 milligrams. So it's a little bit higher there, but I actually did a little bit of research on sodium to see what's the recommended level here, because this is the one that was, you know, I wasn't really familiar with sugar. You can kind of be like, okay, that makes sense by grams and stuff like that. But the sodium part was unknown. So I looked it up, trusty my Google. Okay, code didn't activate it. Told me that the average by the CDC is recommended for people to have less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. So at 410, if you eat this package here, essentially you'd probably be at like 1/8 of your recommended sodium level. So that's not bad at all for a snack. For total fat, that's sitting at 6 grams. Saturated fat at 1 gram, so that's under the fat that we have for the average there. Zero cholesterol, carbohydrates at 14, dietary fiber at 1 gram. Total sugars here is low at 3 grams, no included sugars, so look at that, balance that a bit. The protein is at 3 grams, so that's all pretty standard. No big deal around that aspect. When we're looking at ingredients here, for the ingredients, we have it listed off as apple cider vinegar, kale, cashews, apple cider vinegar powder, sea salt, and the denotes organic. So pretty standard, very simple, nothing crazy in there. So seems pretty nutritious from my amateur eyes. The fact that it's only 1/8 of your sodium is great. So I feel like that's not a bad aspect for some kale chips here. I feel like that's pretty cool, and you get less sugar too. So I guess we can give this one a 4 clouds as well. We're still feeling it out, right? So 4 clouds, pretty standard. Finally here, before we get to the last piece, the last major category we have is flavor. All right. So, as I prefaced at the beginning of this episode, I have never liked anything salt and vinegar, like ever. So when I picked up this lovely chip, it took me a little bit of a moment to collect myself, right? Because I had to prepare my taste buds, because I also remembered that I am elevated, and I know that enhances flavors. So I went into this with clear and open mind, right? Very clear and open mind. And I took my first bite, and it was crunchy. The chip was crispy. You know, I can feel the flavoring as it seeped into my taste buds. And every time I chewed, I tasted more salt and vinegar. And it was, as I expected, salt and vinegar. And I sat there and I said, yes, there are people in this world who like this flavor. There are people in the world that would think that this is an amazing experience. And I imagined myself being one of them for every chew and every bite. And every time I hit some salt and vinegar, I was like, yes, they would love this flavor, because that's exactly what they're coming here for, those salt and vinegar. And I started tasting the apple cider vinegar within the salt and vinegar. I was, wow, they really flavored these chips with salt and vinegar. And I kept chewing, and I got three chips in. I got in three chips, and I was like, yep, I'm convinced this was made for people who love salt and vinegar. And for that, I sit here and I take myself out of this review and do it for people who like salt and vinegar chips and say, if I were one of you, I would give this about a 4.4 claps, because it would really hit your taste buds in the way that you were looking for. Yeah, I would say that. I would really, really recommend that to, you know, people like you who love salt and vinegar, right? Because that's what you came here for. You came to this chip because somewhere in you loved salt and vinegar. Yeah. So that's what I would give. And for the other, I don't have anything here. So, you know, it was a very solid chip. It crunched the right way. You could see the flavoring on the chip too. The packaging was the standard, you know, small bag. You know, I like that a little bit better than the other. And so it was pretty, it was very solid. It was a very solid chip. So total here, I gave the Slow Food Kitchen salt and vinegar kale chip a total of 12.4 clouds. And my elevated average for this chip is at a 4.13 in comparison to the savory kale chip, which was at 4.17. And then the best, which was the Thai chili kale chip at a 4.45. So there is your list of kale chips recommended here by yours truly. I would definitely say absolutely go for the Thai chili if you're looking for something a little sweet. The savory for if you just kind of want something very, very baseline, chill, you know, just a snack on it. Nothing to, you know, really elevate you kind of stuff, you know. And then if you love salt and vinegar, the salt and vinegar kale chips is for you. Yeah, absolutely for you. Well, next after this, we'll be jumping into some pumpkin seeds. So stay tuned for that coming next weekend. This is Cal. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, ZippyStream, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for flying with me, folks. See you next time on Elevated Impressions.
Thanks for flying with Elevated Impressions.